This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police and hospital, ER room workers. Also, let's not forget about our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to help keep us free and safe. Not everybody that's working on a third watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And we also have our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, check it out, and take advantage of all the things that we have to offer. All right, I'm going to say the pledge. Follow along with me if you want. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we put exclamation marks around and emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, there's a lot of important news out there tonight, for sure. No one story is any more important than the other because a lot of things are related together. But I will start with this one because it's nearest and dearest to my heart. Whenever you lay off a bunch of policemen and a bunch of firemen, and people that work for the EMS, people that work for the Department of Education, the Sanitation Department, and all that in New York City, you're asking for trouble. And guess what? Nearly 1,500 New York City workers lost their jobs last night after failing to comply with the mandate that they're vaccinated for COVID. Now, that bloodletting included dismissals of New York PD officers, Fire Department of New York, firefighters, Department of Education people, including some teachers, the Department of Public Works, including some of the guys that work with sanitation to pick up the garbage. I'm sure that's going to be fun. And I'll tell you what, I smell a huge lawsuit coming as a result of all this. You know what's going to happen because of the things that we've already heard, the courts have already decided about the layoffs with the vaccines and all that stuff. So I think New York City's, and I believe this was instituted before de Blasio left, so I believe New York City is going to get their butts handed to them. So Mayor Adams, if you're listening to us, you need to wake up, do something about this before it gets ugly, and it will get ugly. Speaking of ugly, Ontario now, congratulations to the truckers, they did get something accomplished up there. Ontario now is easing some of its COVID-19 restrictions as of February 17th. They'll be lifting all of the capacity limits and events, like sporting events, indoor, outdoor events, auditoriums, movies, restaurants, churches. And it'll be lifting off all capacity limits and proof of COVID-19 vaccination requirements on March the 1st. Now, this comes from the Ontario Premier, Doug Ford, who said yesterday that recommendations by the province's chief medical officer on health said that his government will now remove capacity limits in the indoor and outdoor areas in two different stages. And that's good. So that may be something that the truckers help to expedite. And if so, kudos to you. Certainly didn't hurt. And, of course, the truckers are being moved. Some of them have already left and gone back to where they went. But not all of them. Ottawa, they're all still sitting there, large majority. And as they get out of their truck to go somewhere, the cops are pouncing on them and arresting them, charging them with mischief. Then they have to bail out of court to get an appearance ticket. And when they come back, their truck may or may not be there. If it's not there, then they have to go pay money to get it out of hock. Unbelievable. And if you don't think there's a wall closing in right now with Hillary Clinton's band of merrymen, then you don't know what's going on. And I'm going to get into some discussion about that in the next segment here and ask for anyone that wants to opine. You can opine, of course, in the next segment. Because this story, the John Durham story, is just dynamite. And some people are saying, good luck, it's never going to happen. We're not going to get Hillary. Well, you might not get Hillary, but I'll tell you what, you're sure as hell going to get a bunch of her underlings that are going to have to fall on the sword for her if they don't want her to go. Because if they tell the truth, then you got her too. But I don't think they're going to tell all the truth. So I will just say that a bunch more people that work for Hillary are going to get nailed. They're going to get indicted. And then away we go. But I think I hear the music. Yep, I do. I hear the music coming up in my ear. So we will get ready to take a break right now. And remember, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm doing a couple different things today. I'll tell you about them when I come back. But it's a great day in the neighborhood. So don't go anywhere because we shall return with more.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works.
Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. And by the way, there's something else that you'll see when you get there and you'll find out about. And that is that you'll have a great group of people, 11:30 to 1:30, Mission Barbecue right there, just off West Waters. Couple of traffic lights east if you're coming off the Veterans over there on the right side, right on the corner. You'll see us. You'll see the big deuce and a half Army truck out front. And they might have it. They might have the smoker fired up today because it's a cold day. And if so, you'll smell that before you get there. But anyway, and then tonight I'll also be at the Tampa Bay Trump Club, which is over at Muggs on Ulmerton, right there at 53rd in the Icott Center. We have a great group of people over there. That starts at 6:30. You can come on over a little bit early, grab yourself something to eat, have a little dinner over there, and then enjoy the meeting. And well, something for everybody over there, always. By the way, let's not forget that in this day that we're living in here, this day and age, we got so much stuff that's just right here in front of us. And part of it is what's going on up in Canada. Now, yesterday, I'm thinking to myself, okay, the Premier of Ontario lifted the passport and all capacity limits as of March the 1st. So, in other words, the truckers got something done, which they did. And that's good, because the health department up there in Ontario said, well, no, it's time to do this. We should do it and eliminate the problem we're having right now. And they did, because hospitalizations are down, cases are down, the whole nine yards. But then, about an hour later, wouldn't you know, Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, turned around and went nuclear on an attempt to crush the Canadian truckers movement altogether. Now, the Trudeau administration is going to freeze all crowdfunding institutions from making any, from getting any money for the truckers. Also, cryptocurrency transactions, corporate transactions, personal bank accounts that support the Canadian truckers are all going to be taken away by the government. They're just going to do it using the Emergency Powers Act that they have from 1988. Now, they can also go after the personal bank accounts that support the Canadian truckers, too. And this is really bad news stuff. And don't forget, they're broadening the scope of Canada's anti-money laundering and terrorist financing rules, according to townhall.com. Trudeau says, "We do in this country encourage peaceful protest. We do not accept people who come and curtail other people's freedoms." He also went on to say that he'd taken the unprecedented step of involving the Emergencies Act to crack down on anti-vaccine mandate protests. He doesn't like them. And Mr. Trudeau said the scope of the measures would be time-limited, reasonable, and appropriate. The military will not be called to assist, although they could be. And without a court order, banks will be able to freeze personal accounts of anyone linked to the protests. Think about that for a minute. Goodness sake. Unbelievable. Now, one other thing before I take a call here. The Emergencies Act, which was passed in 1988, demands a high legal bar to be invoked. It may only be used in an urgent and critical situation that seriously endangers the lives, health, or safety of Canadians. Lawful protests do not qualify. I don't think if they get an attorney that this can be invoked on what they're doing. There's no violence that's gone on here. None. It's been very peaceful. All right, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, Mel. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Captain, that act is what is known as the Emergency War Power Act. That enables this criminal, little creep, little soy boy, to stay in control in perpetuity. This is what could happen here with this criminal we have in the Oval Office with martial law. I mean, so we better wake up and get ready because they're going to pull out every dirty trick out from under, out from their sleeves. So people get ready. It's coming. But I think in overall, we prevail. We never give up. It's going to be a battle. We can't give up.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I see what Mel was talking about. There actually is an Emergency War Powers Act, but that's not what this is that they're doing. The Emergency War Powers Act was done many moons ago. This is one that was passed in 1988, which is a variant of that called the Emergencies Act. And that's what it's being called in the, in the Town Hall article that I have in my hand, which is what I was reading this off from. So there's two different acts, but this one here is the lesser of two evils, I guess. Who knows? Who knows? By the way, again, in talking about all these things that are going on, and the deal with Hillary, of course, and of course now you've got Putin and whatever's going to happen there, I don't want to encourage anybody. I certainly don't want to create any illusion that I know any more than anybody else. I don't, but I am following all the reports. I am watching all the military reports coming through CENTCOM, which you could do too. But they certainly feel that this is a real deal that they're going to do after these years. 2014 was the last time that they were there. They're going back. We'll see if this plays out the way it's supposed to or if it gets really messy. I certainly hope not. Because the bad thing about this, the very bad thing for us, is not necessarily going to be that we're going to get hung up in it, involved in it. It's going to be what's going to happen to the price of oil. And as I said, I'm looking at it right now, probably in about another, let's see here, 3 hours, it'll make another change. But West Texas crude is $95.46 a barrel. Brent crude is $96.48 a barrel. The wholesale price of gasoline at the refinery is $2.78 a gallon. The wholesale price of gasoline of diesel at the refinery is $2.98 a gallon. That could all change, and I suspect it will. And futures, the 1 year forecast on futures, is currently $109 a barrel. Remember, I told you a long time ago, Iran was looking for $100 a barrel, so that they could make the kind of money that they want to make. That's their goal is $100 a barrel. It's too bad we can't just drill, baby, drill in our own end and bring the price of oil down, which is what we did before. It's too bad we couldn't do that now. But nope, that'd be too simple. It'd take a while to get it down because it's way up, but we could do it. But I don't know. I don't know. Now, taking a look at a couple things here. Less than 9 months before the midterm elections, a majority of voters believe that Congress is doing a lousy job. And yesterday, Whoopi Goldberg came back on TV. I did not know that. And there was a poll that said ABC's decision to suspend The View co-host Whoopi Goldberg for her comments about the Holocaust is supported by most Americans, who nonetheless think the cancel culture is out of control. Well, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? Okay, hold that thought. We're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle is going to take us to break.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of...
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked emergency powers Monday to stop the paralyzing protests by truckers and Canadian citizens demanding an end to the vaccine mandate. Trudeau outlined plans to tow away their rigs and strike at their bank accounts.
The blockades are harming our economy and endangering public safety. Critical supply chains have been disrupted. This is hurting workers who rely on these jobs to feed their families.
Trudeau ruled out using the military against his own people. Scores of Honduran police officers on Monday surrounded the home of former President Juan Orlando Hernandez after the United States asked the government to arrest and extradite him. The complaint alleges election fraud and drug trafficking. Jet Propulsion Laboratory experts say a derelict booster rocket, which will hit the moon's surface on March 4th, was built by Beijing and not by SpaceX. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, don't forget that this portion of the program brought to you by my friends up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. Moss Nissan up there, I'll tell you what, not a day doesn't go by that somebody doesn't show up and says the captain sent them. Now, here's the deal, okay? Sean is the new car manager up there, the new car sales manager. But he's the general sales manager in charge of used and new, too. So what you need to do is if you want to take advantage of the discount that's there for you when you go in and tell them the captain sent you, this is in Newport Richey, the flagship store, 1954. Go in there and tell them the captain sent you, and that's the discount that you'll get on the vehicle that you buy. So it's pretty simple. Now, Moss Nissan, of course, is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get a great care taken care of them at either the Crystal River store, the flagship store in Newport Richey, the Nissan and Acura stores side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, or coming soon, the brand new dealership in Brooksville along State Route 50. Now, Moss Nissan is the home of whatever it takes, and they also believe in trying to be the best Nissan dealership in the country. Now, don't forget they have Moss Care that gives you many miles of careless motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And they've got plenty of new and certified pre-owned vehicles on display for you. Now, Newport Richey, the flagship store, is only 40 miles north of Tampa, about 45 miles north of St. Pete. And you can save thousands of dollars on your car purchase there. Check them out. Go up and see Sean, Newport Richey. Tell them the captain sent you. And you just might be surprised with what you get. Okay, it's time for an Edwards notebook. Let's get that going here. You ready?
So, according to Klaus Schwab, he runs the Western Hemisphere. It is easy to understand why Schwab believes such madness. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the Bible talks about how there would come a time when those who hate liberty, good moral standards, individual sovereign nations, and above all, God himself, would try to manifest a globalist anti-God, anti-liberty form of existence and would try to force it upon we the people, whom they see as nothing more than peons to be controlled from cradle to grave. It is the Klaus Schwab-influenced politicians and others like Governor Newsom, Pierre Trudeau, little Dr. Fauci, Franklin Graham, Ali Obama, and others who seek to kill, steal, and destroy our unique, exceptional nation way of life. They are so maniacal, and they are literally trying to strip the humanity from the children via masks, mandates, and evil indoctrination in government schools. For too long, many were asleep at the wheel and allowed the madness to mangle our republic. But through God's grace, we, like the truckers, will unite and push back the darkness. God bless you. God bless America, and may America bless God. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, simply go to BlueRidgeCoffeeCrafters.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards, and that's his Edwards Notebook, and we'll pass that along to him. Now, the other thing is, don't forget, with the Constitutional Grounds Coffee, I heard a website in there. That's the website for the company, I guess. But you can actually go to his website, TheRonEdwards.com, TheRonEdwards.com, and you'll see the coffee display that's there, and take advantage of it. And don't forget, they have a RE20 promo code to save you 20% on your coffee. So go over there and get that done. You'll save yourself some money off the Ron Edwards website. Constitutional Grounds, coffee you want in your cup. Don't forget that. And back to where we were at here. I don't know what's going to happen. Russia reportedly is returning some of their troops to bases. Don't know how many or what kind, but I do know that they did set up some troops with artillery to make sure that they were within range of what their targets were going to be inside the Ukraine. Now, they did that yesterday. What it means, don't know. But I do know that from the story that I'm looking at here, some Russian units have had their positions moved to where they took their artillery and moved it closer to the line to make it easier to strike what they were going to fire at inside the Ukraine. And then we just got this report that some units have gone back to their bases. I'm going to try to decipher this because this is all happening live time as we speak. Russia was seen this morning returning troops to bases as they were loading up and moving out in convoys away from their position. British Foreign Intelligence told the Russians they would appreciate it if they would move some of the troops on their border, if they were serious about de-escalation of the situation. And within an hour, they had moved some of the troops off their border. Now, we'll see what's happening, because suddenly the Russians are not talking or using the word invasion. Now, maybe this is a good sign. I certainly hope so. Zelensky, who happens to be a player in the game here, is saying that things are getting better. But again, and he's a Ukrainian president. But again, we don't know. With certainty, that is. And again, I'm scouring this, looking to see if I can find anything different. The headline is merely Russia, Ukraine, Moscow reportedly seen returning some troops to bases. That's all there is. There's nothing else there. And if that's the case, that's fantastic that they're lowering the rhetoric. And I certainly hope so. Because we know what would happen in the process. Okay. Back to, and Eric, if you know something different, let me know. Because that's what I'm getting right now. Because I see you just sent me a message there, Eric in East Tennessee. Okay. Today, we have a great group of people that meet us over at Mission Barbecue on West Waters, east of the Veterans Expressway. And we always have something to talk about. And what we like about it is everybody has something to contribute to the group conversation. And they seem to, some of them seem to stay up late at night to figure this out, I guess is a good way to put it. But we have a good time when we're there, and Mission Barbecue takes very good care of us, too, so we appreciate that. But then tonight at 6:30, we have the Tampa Trump Club over at Mugs on Overton, right there by 53rd Street in the ICOP Plaza. You'll see it. It's on the right side as you go back and forth there. Well, right side as you go west on Overton, left side as you go east. It's east of 19 and west of Roosevelt. And you're going to like it because a lot of people come, like-minded people, and they converse, they speak. We have great speakers over there that do their thing too. And, of course, we have the auction for the kids. You bring a pair of shoes or something for the kids. And then they auction off different things that they have. All right. I think I hear that. Yep, there is the music. It's coming up in my ear. So we will let you go to break. And when we come back, one more segment. The number is 877-969-8600 if you want to opine. So, let me see. Yeah.
For Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Well, it's a double dip day because that's where I'll be for lunch, but for dinner, I'll be over at the Tampa Trump Club. Now, their event starts at 6:30, and usually people show up there at about 6 o'clock, make sure they order something, get a grab yourself a table or a booth or whatever, or a chair, you know, whatever you want to do, and you sit down and get yourself ready for some real entertaining and informative discussions that go on there. We have a lot of great speakers and whatnot. You'll be glad to see that tonight over at Mugs at 53rd in the Icott Center. Off Homerton, Homerton 53rd in the Icott Center. Mugs, stop by and I'll be there. So hope to see you there too. This final segment brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Of course, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old Uncle Sam red, white, and blue and the American flag too. You'll know you're in the right place. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer as well. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike what the other big box stores do not want to do. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget, you can also call her for service, 941-922-2345, and set up an appointment for service. Or if you want to stop by the store, that's fine, too. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. So give them a call, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And we appreciate Dominic Mines and Decor and all that they do. Now, some interesting polls that have come out so far this week. Most voters don't watch CNN very often and don't think the resignation of the cable network's president, Jeff Zucker, will make much difference. As a matter of fact, while President Joe Biden has called on Congress to pass more gun control laws, most Americans believe stricter enforcement of existing laws would do more to reduce violent crime. And boy, how true that is. Just enforce the laws you got on the books. You don't need any more. Now, football, there's no surprise here, football remains America's favorite sport, and a plurality of fans predicted the Los Angeles Rams would defeat the Cincinnati Bengals in Sunday Super Bowl. So the fans got it right in that one. Nobody else did. Now, economic confidence fell to 96.5 in this month's Rasmussen Reports Economic Index. That's 0.8 of a point lower than January, and the second consecutive month of declines that brings the index to its lowest point since May of 2020. Now, with violent crime surging out of control nationwide, a majority of voters support proposed new laws that would replace local district attorneys who failed to prosecute criminals. Hear, hear. About time. Now, the Rasmussen Reports Immigration Index for the week January 30th through February 3rd increased to 90.2, up more than 4 points from 85.9 2 weeks earlier. That means they don't believe the immigration folks are doing a great job. And what a shame that is. Would have thought better. Would have thought better. All right. Back to what's going on with John Durham. Now, there's no doubt that the Durham campaign and his committee, his group of people, have been working very hard at what they've been doing. And now we're starting to hear that they're starting to get somewhere with the information that they have discovered. Now, does that mean that we're at the end of the rainbow? No. But it does mean that at any time you could start hearing other people being indicted. That's what it means. I can't say for sure with any certainty when it would happen, but it is looking like we're running a collision course, if you will, with the midterms. Now, a lot of people believe that the midterms offer an opportunity for the Republicans to just clean house. And I certainly hope that's the case. I certainly hope that's the case. But we'll have to wait and we'll have to see. Because there's no guarantee that that's going to happen. Now, I just got an audio sent to me here, and I'm going to try to play this. Let's see if I can get this going here. All right, here we go.
The White House believes the Ukraine crisis has reached a critical stage.
We are in the window when an invasion could begin at any time.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says Russia has yet to show a willingness to ease tensions.
We only continue to see a buildup, not a de-escalation.
Even as the U.S. and NATO fear the worst, the White House says the diplomatic door remains open. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, that may have changed because I have another report, and I was told that that might have had the new report that I've got in front of me, that some troops don't know what kind or how many, that some troops apparently have returned to their bases. Now, I'll read this again. This came in less than an hour ago, and it's updating as I speak. All right. Russia, Ukraine. Moscow reportedly seen returning some troops to bases. That's the headline. That's the story. And this is coming from Fox News. It says Russia's defense ministry said that some troops, tanks, and other military vehicles were headed back to bases, according to reports. Reuters, citing Russia's Interfax news agency, reported the units were in the southern and western military districts and wrapped up their exercises. British Foreign Minister Liz Trickson called on Russia to remove all troops from the border if the country is serious about de-escalation. Now, let's see here. Final comment. The Russians have claimed that they have no plans for an invasion, but we will need to see a full-scale removal of troops to show that that's true. Well, yeah, I would imagine. So that's where we're at. No comment from the Ukrainians yet, but that's the initial comment that troops were seen being pulled away from the border. And, included troops, tanks, and other military vehicles headed back to their bases. Well, we can hope. We can hope. I certainly hope that is the case. Way too much going on here. We don't need any of that at this time. Okay. Don't forget, today, lunch with the captain, 11:30 to 1:30. Mission Barbecue, West Waters. And then tonight, from 6:30 to 8:30, we will have the Tampa Bay Trump Club over at Mugs, which is located in the Icott Center, which is right there, 53rd at Ulmerton. You see it. If you're going west, you see it on the right side. If you're coming east, you'll see it on the left side. So come on over, you'll be with a lot of like-minded people, and you'll have yourself a great time. In the meantime, stay warm. I'll tell you what, it's 43 degrees unofficially here at the radio station. So put on a coat, get ready for this culture shock when you walk outside again this morning. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.